episode 2293, Live with Your Eyes Wide Open.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people try. Happy, happy day. Do you have a smile on your face? Oh, come on. I see it. Turn those corners upright and get into today. You know what? It's Inspiration Motivation Day. Live with your eyes wide open. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, what can you do to make an impact today? You don't want to miss any opportunity. Live with your eyes wide open. You have one shot today to impact the world that you touch. It's about your presence. I was running some errands yesterday. You know, we all love to run errands. Now, most of us would think that if we could check everything off our list, we would feel accomplished. Whoa! And the crowd goes wild, right? Yet, the most important part of what I experienced on my errand excursion were the two conversations I had with three individuals. Yes, the list was complete, but that was not the extent of what God had in store for me yesterday morning. It was all about relationships discovered at a gas pump and discussing the vitality of life as we see it through God's eyes. And you thought I only went for 22 gallons of gas. Live with your eyes wide open. Well, it was one of those conversations, you know, at the gas tank. He's filling up his gas tank. I'm filling up mine. And we just strike up a conversation. And it's just two people out in the open, having, just sharing our hearts openly with a stranger. And it was so invigorating to my heart to hear his. And I think he really did know and feel like I heard him. But you see, when I pulled up to the pump, I wasn't looking for someone. I was actually talking to my mom on the phone. She's back on the mainland. So I could talk to her at normal hours. I didn't have to calculate, okay, how many hours are we behind? 5 hours. Okay, what does that equate to? No, I could just call her. And I know most likely, unless she was napping, trying to get on the schedule, because she hasn't been on the mainland, but just a few days. And I thought, okay, well, then we'll just have conversation. And we did. But then I told my mom, I said, do you want to hold on or you want me to call you back? She says, oh, I'll hold on. Little did I know, I never went back into my car to set my wallet down because immediately this conversation was going on with this other gentleman. All at a gas pump. Who would have thought? God. Live with your eyes wide open. Well, the second conversation came. After I was done at the gas pump, I went over to this big box store and I came out and believe it. Okay, you got to picture this. I mean, seriously, you got to picture this. I'm pushing the big flatbed with 20 bags of 40 pounds each of pool salt. Yep, that's what I was doing yesterday morning. It's that time of year. And can you believe it though? We're actually due for some frost midweek. Not fair. But anyway, so I'm pushing this. I get to my car and I've already loaded in about 6 bags and I'm feeling really strong. You know, 40 pounds of salt for a pool is very heavy. And I had 20 of them to lift. I had already lifted 20 of them, right? So now I'm on the second half, about ready to finish the 40 because I'd got to do it twice. That doesn't count that when I unload and then have to put them in the pool. But that's for another episode. So there I noticed this sweet young little boy walking down, and behind him, his mom was pushing the cart. And I saw him and he was so adorable and I was about ready to pick up another bag and I was like, no, you need to acknowledge him. And he was across the way so a car could drive between us. And I waved to him. I said, good morning. And he waved. He said, good morning. He goes, what's your name? And I said, my name is Miss Christiane. I said, what is your name? And that began our conversation. Now, it wasn't just a few sentences. Mind you, it was long enough to be 30 minutes or more of a conversation in the parking lot of the big box store. Let's just say this 4.5-year-old adorable boy met a new friend that day. And it was very interesting because as I'm sitting here having this conversation, his mom is loading the car, which I'm sure she was somewhat appreciative, right? Because, you know, if you ever had a 4.5-year-old, they can get underneath you when you're trying to do things. And so we were very much entertaining each other. And I would lift a bag and he would ask me all these questions because, you know, it's that age, right? Where he wants to understand everything. Well, mom eventually finished loading the car and she began listening and we had conversation in between me talking to the son, then I was talking to her. So it was like a dual conversation. You know how those go. Well, at one point, he even asked about my dad. And I said, sweetheart, I said, my dad is no longer here. He's in heaven. And he looked at me and you could just tell like, okay, that doesn't make sense. And he goes, you mean he's in a hospital? And I said, no. I said, he died a long time ago. And I said, my daddy's in heaven. I said, he's an angel now. And he just couldn't get it. He was like, no, no, no. He goes, he's got to be in the hospital. Did they take him in the ambulance? He's got to be in the hospital. It was very interesting that here I'm having a conversation with a boy who doesn't know me at all. The mom doesn't know me, but we're enjoying in the outdoor, just getting to know each other in the middle of a parking lot. And I have probably about still 10 bags left of salt to load in my vehicle. But even though I had all these bags of salt and I still had stuff to do, my heart was not willing to give up this opportunity to have a conversation with this sweet family. Our paths were supposed to cross yesterday. Do I know why? I have no idea. Except one thing I do know is that at the end of our sweet conversation, when he was ready to leave, I said, may I have a hug? And he came up and gave me the biggest hug ever. And I gave him one right back. Now, I have no idea what his mom might have been going through that day. Maybe she needed someone to talk to, an adult, because she had a husband, but he was at work. She had older kids, but they were at school. And so it was her and the young one. And she's like, I'm kind of looking forward to next year when he goes to school. I'm like, I understand. And so we had that interaction. Don't miss any opportunity to love, serve, and give, not by your standards, but by God's standards. You see, if I kept to my list and I was like, okay, I didn't plan to get salt, but I did anyway, but I still have to go back into that big box store and go get more food because I only got the salt the first round because I don't want to do both at the same time. It's too confusing. And it's just me doing this. And so I load up one and then I go in and do the rest of it. And it keeps me calm and collected and all is well. And I get a smile on my face. And that's important to me. But here in the middle of this, my morning already is shortening because of this long conversation. If I was just checking off my list, I would have ended that conversation within 3 sentences and I would have loaded this stuff up and left. But no, we continued to have the conversation, like I said, for over 30 minutes in a parking lot. You see, we sometimes judge what we need to do and accomplish by our standards instead of God's standards. Live with your eyes wide open. My prayer for you today is to keep you in the moment, for you to understand the impact of your presence. Believe it or not, somebody needs you today, and you may not even know them. But you're going to be placed in their path. Will your eyes be wide enough to see that opportunity to love, to serve, to give in whatever capacity that you're asked to do? It may be just a listening ear. It may be just to lend a hug. What can you do today to make an impact? Live with your eyes wide open. Don't sit there and put blinders on. You want to be seen and heard. That means people around you want the same thing. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.